Blog Talk Radio.
You are Alpha and Omega.
With your hands lifted up, in your own voice, with your own song, fill this room
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, everybody, how are you today? I hope you are doing good, and I just want to give a shout out to Jesus. I just want to say thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your willingness. Thank you for loving us the way that you do. We are so grateful. We are so grateful, and we are so at peace with the fact that we know that you came here to claim us and to take us back home with you. And so thank you for looking after your sheep. We love it that you love us. We love to be loved. You made us this way. And so we recognize when you show up. We recognize the kind of love that you have for us. How amazing it is to be blessed by an amazing God like you. So thank you for making it easy for us to recognize your voice. As you said, my sheep know my voice. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, for creating an amazing Son to represent the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Thank you so much for thinking about us in advance, knowing what we were going to go through. Thank you for the Bible, the basic instructions before leaving Earth, giving us a roadmap back to you. How blessed are we? Thank you. Thank you and thank you. We love you very much. We thank you for everything. Father, right now, I'm coming to you in a need of prayer for my friend Greg, as he had a seizure this morning. And Father, we want to ask you to bless Greg's body, to heal his body, to give him you, to give him your power, to give him your miracles. Father, we know that you are a miracle maker. You create miracles. And so whatever is going on in his body that caused his body to be disrupted by this condition, Father, we pray right now that you stop that in the name of Jesus Christ, that you bind that disease, whatever it may be. We love you, and we ask you to pray for all of our brothers and sisters who are hurting, who's going through so much right now. We know you are the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the truth and the light. God, we love you so much, and we are aware. And so thank you for quickening us and helping us to bring our other brothers and sisters along. We trust what you do, the decisions that you make for our lives. And we love you for giving us what you give us. Father, all these blessings we ask in the name, in the mighty, beautiful name of Jesus, Jesus Christ. You know, guys, I want to just thank you for tuning in today and being a blessing here with us here on Solar Records Radio. I want to just play some great music. I want us to get going. I want us to feel what it is that God is doing for us. I want you to I want to kind of prepare you because I do want to go over a couple things with you, but I just want you to get your heart in the right place, okay? So do you need Jesus? Do you think you need him? He's an awesome God. He is an awesome God. He is amazing God as well. And so just trust him, okay? Guys, we want to praise. This is the praise and worship show that we do every Sunday here on Solar Records Radio. And we're so grateful that God has put it in our hearts to do this and to share and to love on each other. All right. So listen, let's get going. I want to get your spirits going. I want you to be excited about God. I don't want you to feel like, you know, oh, it's a sad time. I want you to lift up, be happy, know that God's got you. Everything is going to be all right. It's good. Jesus loves you. The Lord loves you. He made you. He wants you to celebrate him. He wants you to celebrate the relationship between him, his Father, and the Holy Spirit, who are all working together to bring us home. All right? So come on, guys. Let's enjoy a little bit of praise and worship here on Solar Records Radio with your friend Wardell Potts Jr. and my wife, Dr. Gayla Massey Potts. All right, let's go, let's go. I'm captivated, I'll say it, I'm on a whole new retreat. My space invaded, upgraded, I hear you talking to me. It's in the boom of the thunder, it's the cool of the rain, and I'll say, I don't ever want to get away. Tonight is beautiful, it's got my mind on you, and everywhere I turn is a reminder. got the victory, my brothers and sisters. All we need is Jesus. We got the victory. He's already died on the cross for us. He's already paid for our sins. Thank you, Jesus.
Times in life, storms will rise. All I need is you. The sea will roll, the wind will raise. All I long for is you. All I need.
You know, guys, it's absolutely amazing. God is so good. You know, he's given us this ability to know his voice. We know in our hearts that he's calling us. And so listen, I want you to learn to listen, pay attention. God is calling you. He loves you. You know he loves you. You know he loves you. There is no coincidences when it comes to Jesus, when it comes to God, when it comes to the Holy Spirit, when it comes to God communicating with you. There is no such thing as a coincidence. When a friend comes up and says, hey, I need you to do this, or I need you to, there's no coincidence. Everything, every single thing, whether bad or good, happens for a reason. And it's all for the glory of God. I'm telling you, so many times we're so caught up in judging and being so upset about, oh, this person or these political people or those political people, instead of staying focused on Christ. See, we got to remember the storm is coming. The storm is coming. It's like the weather report. We get it every single day. You know it's coming. But if you don't prepare yourself for it, you're going to be caught off guard. You got to prepare for our Heavenly Father. He is informing you of the weather conditions. He's telling you what's coming, what we're going to have to deal with. It's going to be some good, some bad, some up, some down, some sad, some happy, some mad, and some great. And it's up to you if you want to get yourself in a place where you can accept this thing coming at you. It's really up to you. We have to protect our families. We have to protect our hearts. We have to protect each other. Therefore, we have to love back the one who gave us love, who gave us life, who gave us the opportunity to be a blessing. Jesus loves you, and he wants you so badly to love him back. Can we just acknowledge that? Can we just love him back? Give Jesus a chance to show you the way. Yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And that is protecting you. Fear no evil for what? For God is with me. With you. And it's up to you. He wants to be with you. It's up to you if you want him there. He's giving you that choice. So I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful that he's given us that choice. Take advantage of it. Because, see, this is the thing. We are so caught up on age. How old someone is and how young. See, none of that really matters, because the only thing that matters when it comes to time is when it's time to go. The thing that matters is our expiration date, because you can be 20 and your expiration date is when you're 21. You're old. You're really old. You don't have much time. Or you can be 60 and your expiration date is when you're 99. You're young. So see, we don't know. We have not been given that gift. That is not something that we know. Only our Heavenly Father knows when our expiration date is. So the fact that we don't know that is more motivation for you to get on board with Christ so that you are in a good place at the end of the day. That is your insurance. Sign up. Join. Get busy. Get walking. Get talking. Let him use you. Use him. Just get into a relationship with Christ right here and right now. He's ready. And when he died on the cross, our sins were washed away. That was a trick to Satan. Satan was tricked because he didn't know that Jesus would rise from the dead. He thought, I got him. You can have him. You know, hang on. I want you to listen to something because this will kind of break it down to you a little bit more. I love you guys. God is good, and he is a blessing. And so just trust me. I want you to hear this. It's so important.
One of the most important teachings of Christianity is that Jesus Christ, through his death on a cross, took away the sins of the world and redeemed all sinners. Every Christian, everywhere, believes this. But how did he accomplish this? What specifically about his death on the cross made anything different than before? While the New Testament offers many metaphors for what happened, that we were redeemed, saved, justified, set free, cleansed, there is no explanation in the New Testament as to what technically happened. For this reason, theologians have presented many theories of atonement over the years, each with its own benefits and drawbacks. What are these theories and what do we make of them? This is Catholicism in Focus. At face value and on a dogmatic level, the idea of atonement is quite simple. Through our sin, we created separation from God, and so God sought to bring us back together, literally to be at one again. Gotta love when the etymology of a word is the language you already speak. Unfortunately, this is where things stop being so simple. As strange as it may sound, the Catholic Church has never dogmatically defined how this happens. For this reason, more than a few theories have been presented over the years, grouped loosely into one of three categories: substitutional, moral, and incarnational. As the name indicates, substitutionary models emphasize the fact that Jesus served as a substitute for us. His death paid something that we could not afford. The most ancient in this category is what is known as the ransom theory. Drawing from the metaphor used in the first letter of St. Peter that you were ransomed from the feudal ways inherited from your fathers, the theory suggests that Adam and Eve sold humanity into slavery because of their sins, and Christ's death paid a ransom to redeem them, literally buying us back. It's an incredibly common phrase that Christians use today, and the image itself makes a lot of sense. But it does raise an obvious question. To whom is this ransom paid? Who received the debt to set us free? According to the patristic fathers that supported this theory, the debt was paid to Satan, who was tricked into receiving it. Gregory of Nyssa writes, "In order to secure that the ransom in our behalf might be easily accepted by him who required it, the deity was hidden under the veil of our nature, so that, as with ravenous fish, the hook of the deity might be gulped down along with the bait of flesh, and thus, life being introduced into the house of death, and light shining in darkness, that which is diametrically opposed to light and life might vanish." Basically, because of our sin, Satan had a rightful power over us. Seeking to set us free, Jesus came in the flesh, offering himself in our place. Satan let us go for this payment, but this, of course, was bait on a hook, as Jesus was perfect and without sin, meaning that Satan, having no right to possess him, was forced to let him go as well. A perfect rescue mission for sure. Except, where in the Bible does it say that Satan has a rightful claim over sinners, and why would God have to negotiate with him to save us? It would seem far more logical that any ransom, if there truly was one, would need to go to God the Father, not Satan. It was with that in mind that Saint Anselm presented the satisfaction theory of atonement in the 11th century. Largely influenced by the feudal world around him at the time, Anselm interpreted our relationship with God as similar to a serf to a king, owing honor and service. If a subject shames a lord with dishonor, he weakens his power, needing satisfaction to restore social order. To simply forgive the subject without punishment is not possible, as the whole system of honor and shame would crumble. Unfortunately for us humans, the only thing that we can offer God is our lives, which we owe God anyway. Hence, there is nothing that we can do that goes above and beyond to make up for our sins. We need a savior. What Christ did by taking on flesh and dying a sinless man was offer something that he did not owe, paying what we could not afford. Being God, his payment was infinite, thus saving all our sins no matter what. On the one hand, it may...
body, which you've given for you. This do in remembrance of me. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I came forth from the Father, and am come into the world. Again I leave the world and go to the Father. Behold, the hour cometh. Yea, and now is, that ye shall be scattered, every man to his own, and shall leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me.
Thank you. Hello, everyone out there. This is Gayla Massey Potts, and I'm here with you today to read you the scripture. You know, Wardell's been talking to you a lot about Christ, and you know the story of his death and of his crucifixion, his resurrection. But I'd like to read from two books today. First, I'm going to read from Luke. And it starts off in Luke 24, and it tells about how two followers of Jesus, after the resurrection, were walking on a road to a town very near Jerusalem. And suddenly at that time, they saw someone, and that someone was Jesus. And he spoke to them, and he talked to them at length. And then he left. And the two followers ran and went back to Jerusalem, and they found the other 11 apostles, told them that they saw the Lord really had risen from the dead. And then the followers told them what happened on the road, and they recognized Jesus when he divided bread and was with them. And while the two followers were telling them all this, right in the middle, there Jesus appeared and said, and asked him, why were they troubled? And after that, he showed them his hands and feet, and he told them more about what he had been doing and where he was. And he opened up their minds in Luke 24, verse 45. When he appeared, he said, then Jesus opened their minds so they could understand the scriptures, and he said to them, it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that a change of hearts and lives and forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all nations, starting at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. I will send you what my Father has promised, but you must stay in Jerusalem until you have received that power from heaven. Jesus led his followers as far as Bethany, and he raised his hands and blessed them. While he was blessing them, he was separated from them and carried into heaven. They worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem very happy. They stayed in the temple all the time, praising God. So we hear in Luke about how Christ would suffer and rise, and there would be a change of all hearts and lives, and the forgiveness of sin would be preached. And we hear about this in several other places in the New Testament. But today I'd also like to read Colossians to you. And here it also, again, and talks about what they saw and what they heard. And it tells, very importantly, in chapter 2 of Colossians, about how Christ had been risen, and how we have to continue to live in Christ. If I look at chapter 2, verse 6, as you receive Christ Jesus the Lord, so continue to live in him. Keep your roots deep in him and have your life built on him. Be strong in the faith, just as you were taught, and always be thankful. Be sure that no one leads you away with false and empty teaching that is only human, which comes from the ruling spirits of this world and not from Christ. All of God lives in Christ fully, even when Christ is on earth, and you have a full and true life in Christ, who is ruler over all rulers and powers. Also in Christ, you had a different kind of circumcision, a circumcision not done by hand. It was through Christ's circumcision, that is, his death, that you were made free from the power of your ties. You were buried with Christ, and you were raised up with him through your faith in God's power that was shown when he raised Christ from the dead. And now verse 13, very importantly, we hear, when you were spiritually dead because of your sins, and because you were not free from the power of your sinful selves, God made you alive with Christ, and he forgave all our sins. He canceled the debt, which listed all the rules we failed to follow. He took away that record with its rules and nailed it to the cross. God stripped the spiritual rulers and powers of their authority. With the cross, he won the victory. and showed the world that they were powerless. It goes on to tell us, don't follow people's rules, but follow the rules of God and know that it's with Christ's death, his resurrection, that there was a cancellation of the debt. There was forgiveness of sins. So we can always go to Christ and talk to him about our sins. We can admit them and ask for forgiveness. Because with that crucifixion, with that cross, our debts were, our sins forgiven, and we are saved.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was well done. I appreciate you sharing that. It's so important to be able to use scripture, as we should always, to get your point across when it's talking about God, because God created that book for us. Like I told you, it's the basic instructions before leaving Earth, and that's, you know, what the Bible stands for to me, is the basic instructions before leaving Earth. And so thank you, Dr. Gayla Massey, for sharing that. Now, I want to just remind everyone that, you know, we are going on the road next week, and so we'll be trying to continue, just depending on, because we're going to be on a ship as well. And so we'll figure out how we're going to continue to just try to be a blessing to each other and continue to do our shows as we are on the road. The ship part kind of took me by surprise, so I'll see what kind of Wi-Fi they have there, because that's, you know, the shows are just what I love to do, and I love to just share great music with you guys. And so we thank you again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. Please go to our website, solarrecordsradio.com, and just tour around in it. We're still building it, and but we've been working on it for a while. Ooh, Lord, so much work. I just want to say thank you for being a blessing. And, you know, we are an independent station. We're doing the best that we can, and we appreciate, you know, if you want to, you know, buy something from out of our store, that would be wonderful. Or if you want to just donate, whatever God puts on your heart, however you want to be a blessing, that's, we take it any way we can get it. We are just grateful every single day. Just to have relationships with you guys. And so we thank you. Now, don't forget, I asked you to pray for my friend, Greg. He didn't do so well this morning, as he had a seizure. But he's okay. He's just exhausted. And so please keep him in your prayers. We love Greg. He's always working hard at Solar Records Radio. To be a blessing to us as well as to his friends around the world, people that he loved. He, you know, anybody that he may find out have a situation, he, you know, he brings them to us, and we figure out a way to be a blessing to them. And so let's now return the favor to Greg and keep him in your prayer tonight, just let him know that you care about him, okay? And if you're friends with him, send him a message of love. Would appreciate that. All right, guys. So thanks again for tuning in to Solar Records Radio. I'm going to play a song that I wrote to my Heavenly Father. It's called That's Why You're My King. And you guys, you can buy this off of my Solar Records Radio page in the store. All right, guys. So we love you. Take care of yourselves. Have a blessed week. And we'll catch you while we're on the road on Solar Records Radio. God bless you. See you guys. Good night.
Bye.